Town and Gown Players will present Neil Simon's Brighton Beach Memoirs this weekend and next at the Town and Gown Theater on Grady Avenue. Director Hugh Henry joins us to talk about the event. Hugh, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to direct this performance.
Well, I was introduced to acting when I became a trial lawyer 40 years ago. And in 1988 or 89, I decided that I've always loved theater. Mm-hmm. So I decided I'd involve myself in it. And I was 40 some odd years old then.
Sure. So that's been kind of a rewarding distraction, I suppose, from the trial lawyering.
Absolutely. It's a tension-free trial.
Yes. Yes, it is. Is this the first time you've directed?
No, it's not. I've directed four shows.
Okay. Oh,
this is my fourth.
This is the fourth one.
Yes.
What have been some of the high points for you in the director's chair?
Well, the directing, Picnic. I directed Picnic, mm-hmm. and two other shows before this one. Mm-hmm. The last one was Inherit the Wind, mm-hmm. which we... Town and Gown presented the same week of 9/11.
Oh, my goodness.
Which made it a very moving and interesting event.
It was the same week as 9/11?
That's right. We opened on Friday night, the week of 9/11.
What was that like for you?
Very emotional.
Has that affected the way that you approach directing at all?
I suppose it did in some ways. It didn't change any of my tactics and strategies for directing. Mm-hmm. But it characterized how important theater is mm-hmm. to me.
So this one coming up, it's Brighton Beach Memoirs. It's certainly a lighthearted, if I can recall correctly, it's a lot more lighthearted. What about this work appeals to you?
It's got good comedy, and it also has great drama.
How long have you guys been preparing?
We began preparing 1st of January.
Mm-hmm. And can you talk a little bit about the cast and who else is participating?
Oh, the cast is just fabulous. It's the very best of Athens actors, some of them from the university, others from some of the other theaters. There's seven actors, and they are all superlative.
What kind of stylistic influence does a director have on a work like this that is so well known? And how free do you feel to sort of have that influence?
A director has a great deal of influence. The actors understand that. You can't act and judge yourself. Somebody's got to be watching, and that's the director's job. And this play is going very smoothly. We are having fun with mm-hmm. the rehearsals. Part of it's comedy. Part of it is drama. Mm-hmm. This is a Jewish family in 1937 during the beginning of the Holocaust. There were other internal family matters that erupted into arguments and such. The characters basically were from two families. Mm-hmm. Well, not basically, they were from two families. And there was the two sisters were the mothers. The husband of one of the sisters died. Mm-hmm. And so she brought her two daughters to live with her sister who had two boys. Mm-hmm. And this made a very interesting family.
Interesting dynamics.
That's right.
Well, without it, I don't suppose the story would have the interest and the appeal that it has. So... that makes perfect sense. What can you tell me about this production that, say, I'm not asking you about? What would you like to say about this that stands out for you as the director?
The talent we have on stage is what stands out to me the most. Very dedicated. This is not just to have fun, although it's fun.
Sure.
But that's not the purpose. The purpose is to put on a very good show, and everybody understands that.
Can you tell us a little bit about Town and Gown Players?
I'm very happy to talk about Town and Gown. Town and Gown Players are the oldest community theater in the state of Georgia, mm-hmm. 65 years old, a part of this community that's way beyond what community theater usually is.
Right.
One reason, because of the huge amount of talent we have in this town. University theater students participate. They're great. The atmosphere in this show is, this is a family. Mm-hmm. We're all a family. The actors are a family. Mm-hmm. The director's part of that family. It's a show about a family under very stressful circumstances, mm-hmm. yet it's very funny yeah. in parts, and on the other side, very sad.
Yeah. If somebody wanted to get involved with Town and Gown, how would they go about doing that?
Show up and present yourself as someone who wants to act.
I mentioned at the beginning that this will take place at the Town and Gown Theater, but I didn't mention specifics. Town and Gown Theater's been around a while as well. You've been at this location a while. It's 136 Grady Avenue, is that right?
That's correct.
And there's a website.
That's
that
correct.
You can go to find out things. What is the website?
TownandGownPlayers.org.
What are we going to see in your production of Brighton Beach Memoirs that it's going to be fresh and new and maybe unexpected?
It's going to be fast-paced,
mm-hmm.
the comedic part in particular. I think that's probably what I would want to tell everybody.
Is this a family production? Is it good for a family audience?
It does have some scenes in it that would not be appropriate for children.
Okay, very good. I've been speaking with Hugh Henry, director of the Town and Gown Players production of Neil Simon's Brighton Beach Memoirs, coming up this weekend and next at the Town and Gown Theater on Grady Avenue. Mr. Henry, thanks so much for coming in. It's a great pleasure to hear from you and to meet you in person.
You're welcome, and it was a great pleasure to meet you also.
Thank you so much. To hear the full discussion with Hugh Henry, please visit our website and check out our features online. And for more information about the Town and Gown Players, go to townandgownplayers.org. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carden.